You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Jerry Doggett with Vince Scully and Al Helfer, and here we are at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, about to bring you the Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Today's game, like all the Dodger games this season, will be brought to you by Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company, and tobacco is our middle name. And the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. We'll give you the rundown on today's lineup in just a moment. Down at home plate, they're going over the ground rules. Captain Phoebe Reese and Bob Stepping and the umpires have been talking things over. And in a couple of minutes, they'll be battling it out on the diamond. Yep, the game's going to start soon. And while you're anticipating that pleasure, how about realizing the here and now enjoyment of a genuine cigarette? In other words, light up a Lucky. The cigarette that's everything it should be. It's all cigarette. All fine tobacco. Tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. So dig out those Luckies. You've got a fresh pack handy, haven't you? And light up the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Lucky Strike. Well, this afternoon, it's game three of the series between the Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. The Dodgers won a doubleheader from Chicago last night by scores of 6-3 in 10 innings and 5-3 in the nightcap. For today's game, Don Drysdale goes to the mound with a 7-6 record, and he's beaten Chicago twice this year. He pitched two complete game victories against the Cubs, winning 7-2 at Ebbets Field and 4-0 at Jersey City. Opposed will be Dave Hillman, who has made 10 starts during his Major League career and has no complete games. He has never won as a starter. One win and 6 losses on the air. So it'll be Hillman going against Drysdale, and we'll give you the starting lineup in just a moment. Right now, here is our national anthem. For today's game. Leading off for Chicago, playing center field, will be Bob Will. The first baseman will be Bob Speak. At shortstop, Ernie Banks. In right field, Walt Morin. In left field, Lee Walls. At third base, Jerry Kindle. And the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Charlie Silvera doing the catching, and right-hander Dave Hillman to do the pitching. For the Dodgers, Charlie Neal at shortstop. Junior Gilliam at second base. Duke Snyder in center field. Gil Hodges at first base. Sandy Amoros in left field. Gino Cimoli in right field. Randy Jackson at third base. Johnny Roseboro doing the catching, and Don Drysdale to do the pitching. The umpires for today's game will be Sam Landis behind the plate. Baker, Dascoli, and Sicori on the base pass. Well, a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day here in Brooklyn, and some good seats still available for this ball game. So if you're in the neighborhood and would like to spend a pleasant Saturday afternoon with us, Come on out to Ebbets Field and take in the ball game. Ought to be a good one. The Dodgers, who have really been going on the homestand against the Western clubs, have won 8 and lost 1. Against the Western clubs, 2 against Cincinnati, 2 against Milwaukee, 2-1 with St. Louis, and 2-0 with the Chicago Cubs. So 8-1 on the homestand against the Western clubs since the All-Star break has moved the Dodgers from 5 games back in 5th place to 1 game off in 2nd place, trailing the Milwaukee Braves by just 1 game. Against the Cubs on the year, the Dodgers have won 9 and have lost 1. And they have won 25 out of the 28 last games played between these clubs here at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers this year against the Cubs, 5-0 at Brooklyn, 1-0 at Jersey City, and 3-1 at Chicago. So today, Don Drysdale takes the mound. Don, 7-6. Has 79 strikeouts and only 29 walks in 116 innings. Drysdale, by the way, coming up to his 21st birthday in about 3 days. On the 23rd of July, Don will turn 21. In 10 innings against the Cubs, he's allowed only 2 runs, 1 earned, 12 hits with 3 walks and 14 strikeouts. The Dodgers on the field now with Jackson at third, Neal at short, Gilliam at second, Hodges at first. The outfield is Amoros in left, Snyder in center, and Cimoli in right. Catching is John Roseboro, who came into his own last night with a 10th inning 2-run home run to win the first game. And doing the pitching, Don Drysdale. Leading off for the Chicago Cubs will be the center fielder, Bob Will. And stepping in now for the play-by-play for Lucky Strike, here's Ben Shelley. Ben?
Thank you, Jerry, and good afternoon, everybody, and a very pleasant day to you, wherever you may be. It's come up fine and hot in New York. Good day for a game. Light sky up above and a light breeze blowing out towards right. Bob Will, Bob Speak, and Ernie Banks facing Don Drysdale as we're ready to go on this Ladies' Day Saturday afternoon. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow for the big doubleheader with Chicago. Drysdale's first pitch, a fastball on the outside corner, and so we have begun. Bob Will had a fairly long night, as did all of the Cubs last evening. Will went 1-for-8 and struck out 4 times. His last time up, he had a base hit, so he had one pleasant dream. Fastball, a comebacker, backhanded by Drysdale. It turns and makes his play. One up, one away. Well, I trust you slept well last night. There is no excuse for Al or Jerry or myself. If we boot a couple of plays there, that's just the way it's going to be. But if we have the batting averages wrong and the base hits wrong, et cetera, et cetera, well, then please forgive our demon statistician, Alan Ross. He put in quite a night. Bob Speak batting .253 with 6 home runs, 24 RBIs, and a breaking ball is outside. Ball one. What Alan Ross did after the Twilight Night doubleheader, in order to compile all his figures, he was here at Ebbets Field till 3 o'clock in the morning. Got home a little after 4, went to bed and stayed in bed till he had nothing better to do and got up at 8. Switch is outside to Speak. Ball 2, 2-0. So the man at the wheel today is nodding a little bit with about 3 hours and 40 minutes of sleep. Speak waiting now. Drysdale delivers 2-0, and the pitch is at the corner on the knees. 2-1. Stan Landers for plate umpire. Bill Baker at first. Frank Dascoli at second. And Frank Sicori on the line at third. Freddie Fitzsimmons coaching at first. And George Myatt around at third. The 2-1 pitch now to Speak. Fastball chopped away foul right over to Tex Rickard. 2-2. Lucky Strike blowing smoke rings to you and wishing you the very best wherever you may be. Hope you're having a fine weekend. Ernie Banks waiting on deck. Drysdale ready in the 2-2 pitch. Fastball outside. Ball three. Full count. Quite a night here at Ebbets Field. A wonderful occasion in the Dodger dressing room. And beaming this morning, Mr. Gil Hodges. Yes, Gil had a night he'll long remember. The full count pitch to Bob Speak. Changeup cut on and floated to center. Snyder on the run, but it dropped in for the base hit. So Bob Speak singles to center with one out in the first inning, and the batter will be Ernie Banks. But now that we have doffed our caps and given a low bow from the waist to Mr. Gil Hodges, let us not forget and let us concentrate on the night of August the 20th. That'll be after our third Western trip, when we'll salute Carl Furillo. And oddly enough, the Dodgers will be playing the Chicago Cubs that night. Ernie Banks, batting 267, Drysdale delivers, and the breaking ball is outside, ball one. Either the date wrong on Furillo, make it August 28th. 2-8. Drysdale set, takes a peek over at Bob's peak, now comes to the plate, and the fastball is cut on and fouled away, 1-1. Well, I guess the Cubs figure that that's a Dodger booby trap to have a night for a player when they're in town and stir up the ball club. The Dodgers, in saluting Hodges last evening, won their first doubleheader of the year. Now the Cubs apprised of the fact that we'll be saluting Furillo on August 28th. Furillo first, Bob Speak back. Just the start of things, in case you might have just tuned in. Don Drysdale and Dave Hillman. Drysdale ready, and the 1-1er. Slow curve on the inside corner for a strike, 1-2. Drysdale is about to celebrate a birthday. It's the 23rd, and he's already receiving his birthday card. Be 21 years old on July 23rd. And boy, you should see some of the birthday cards that young Don received from
set to go now at the top of the fifth inning. It'll be Bob Speak, Ernie Banks, and Walt Morin for Chicago. Bob Speak is singled and grounded out in two trips. Don Drysdale ready. Here's the first pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, knee high, strike one. Brooklyn 4 and Chicago 1. Game 3 of the 5-game weekend series. Drysdale delivers again to Speak. Takes it high outside, ball 1. Count evens, 1 ball, 1 strike on Bob Speak. Ernie Banks on deck and Walt Morin to follow. Here's the windup, the 1-1 pitch. Inside on the corner for strike two. 1-2. One and two. None out, none on. Dodgers 4, Chicago 1, top of the fifth inning. The pitch is low for a ball, and the count goes 2-2, and Campanella now talking to Landis a minute. Drysdale came off the mound a few steps to have something to say. Thought that pitch might have been a strike. Two balls, two strikes on Bob Speak. Drysdale ready. Here's the windup in the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Hodges makes a backhand knockdown. Turn, throws. In time on a nice play. Hodges went far to his right, backhanded the ball, and rolled off his glove. He made a quick recovery, turned and threw to Drysdale to get Speak by a step. So it's one out for Chicago in the fifth inning, and the batter is Ernie Banks. Ernie had a double, and he struck out. So Banks hitting 269 is the Chicago batter here in the fifth inning. Drysdale into the windup, and here's his pitch. High pop foul off to the right. It'll be out of play in the upper deck. One out, none on for Chicago in the fifth inning. The Cubs have 6 base hits. The Dodgers have 4. Dodgers lead 4-1. Got all of their hits and runs in the first inning. Sidearm fastball is through for a strike two on Banks. Nothing in two to the Chicago shortstop, Ernie Banks. Drysdale winds and fires. Foul tip in the glove. Campy holds on and Banks down on strike. For Drysdale, that's 5 strikeouts. Don started today with 79 strikeouts in 116 innings, so now he has 84 in 120 and two-third innings. Left-hand batter Walt Morin coming on, grounded out to drive in a run and singled. So he's 1-for-2, hitting 309. Swing and a miss, strike one. Nothing and one the count to Walt Morin. Two outs, none on for Chicago in the top of the fifth inning. Drysdale winds, here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Pittsburgh 2, St. Louis 7 at the end of 5.5 innings. One count. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball two. Drysdale with a hold up pitch that time, got it inside at the hand. And a two ball, one strike count on Morin. Don ready again. Here's the pitch. A drive to center field. Snyder goes sliding back, turns, and makes the grab. Side retired. So Morin lines out straight away to Snyder, and it's three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of 4.5 innings of play, the score, Brooklyn 4 and Chicago 1.
And now a word from Al Helfer.
Well, say, if I were to stop you on the street and ask you to tell me the one thing they brew beer for, what would you think the right answer would be? For the look of the beer? For the gold of afternoon sunlight? The snowy whiteness of a billow of foam? For the taste? The rich, mellow flavor? The zippy, appetizing flavor you don't always find? Well, you'd be right. But more than those things, what they brew beer for most of all is enjoyment. Your enjoyment. The kind of enjoyment that makes you smack your lips and say, bring on another. Brother, that's the story of Schaefer beer. It's food for enjoyment, for perfect looks, for tops and flavor. For your enjoyment, through and through. You try Schaefer today. You'll see, it's real beer.
The last half of inning number five. The Brooklyn Dodgers are leading in the ballgame 4-1. Brooklyn 4 runs on 4 hits, no errors. Chicago 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error. Coming up in the bottom of the fifth is Charlie Neal, the leadoff man. Jerry, you all set?
Okay, Al. Charlie Neal has walked and grounded out in two tries, and his batting average is .266. Kendall, Banks, Morgan, and Speak on the infield for Chicago, and Jim Bosman doing the pitching. First pitch is low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Neal, Gilliam, and Snyder, first three due up here. Dodgers with four in the first, lead Chicago 4-1. Cubs also got their run in the first inning. Charlie swings and misses on a fastball, and the count, strike two. Neal waiting, strike two count. Jim Bronson checks the sign with catcher Charlie Silvera. Here's the pitch. Curve way outside, ball one. One and two. The Chicago outfield is Walls in left, Will in center, and Morin in right. The Yankees in Cleveland, 2-2 at the end of 4.5 innings of play at Cleveland today. Here's a fastball inside the Neal, and it's 2-2. Chicago leads Boston 2-0 at the end of 3.5. Those are American League scores. At the end of 6.5 in the Nationals, St. Louis 7 and Pittsburgh 2. The Red Legs now come up with 3 runs in the fourth, but trail the Phillies 4-3 at the end of 4 innings of play. Here's the pitch. The bounder hit up the third baseline, rolling just foul. Bounced off Jerry Kindle's arm, but he knocked it down in foul ground. At the end of 5.5 innings, Milwaukee 4 and the Giants nothing. The Dodgers, of course, hopeful that today they'd get some help from the Giants. If the Dodgers win and the Giants win, the Dodgers would take first place from Milwaukee by a percentage point. Trail them by one game. Here's the 2-2 pitch. swung on and missed. Strike three. Neal goes down swinging. And Jim Brosnan has brought along a strikeout pitch today. He's struck out five now. There's Gilliam up. Junior grounded out and struck out in two turns and is hitting 266. Slider on deck. Hodges down in the hole. Brosnan ready. Here's the pitch. Gilliam brings a high fly to left field. Waiting in his tracks is Lee Wall. Moves one step to his right and makes the catch. And now it's stuck in a station break. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
For the tops in recorded entertainment,
dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station.
Snyder has walked and tried to right, so he's none for one today, hitting 281. Duke waiting with two outs, not on, fifth inning. Outfield and infield playing around to the right and deep against Snyder. Brosnan winds, here's the pitch. Swung on him, that's strike one. High pass ball. The Dodgers had four base hits in the ball game, and they came in a row in the first inning. With two outs, Snyder on, Hodges got a single, Amoros doubled, Simoli doubled, and Jackson singled. And that's all the Dodgers have been able to muster up on the offense. Cubs have picked up six hits, but only one run. Strike one to Snyder. The windup in the pitch. Curve is in and over for strike two. Brosnan came on to work in the second inning and has struck out five and has walked two. Has allowed no runs and no hits. Nothing in two to Snyder with two outs, none on, last half of the fifth inning. Okay, the windup, and here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. One and two. One ball and two strikes. Snyder waiting. Brosnan winds. Here it comes. Outside again, ball two. Two and two to Duke. Doubleheader tomorrow, then the Dodgers head west. Be off Monday, play in St. Louis Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and the games on Wednesday and Thursday will be televised as well as heard on radio. Wednesday and Thursday nights at 8:55, Road TV from St. Louis on Channel 9. Of course, all the Dodger away games on radio on the station you're listening to now. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curveball is low, ball three, full count to Snyder. So the Duke wandering around outside the batter's box. Snyder feels there that he's now attaining some of the hitting ability he had in years gone by. Duke's been hitting the ball very well. Says he's been waiting on the ball better, trying to keep his eye on it, and try to get his timing back. Feels that it's almost all set now. Ball four comes down, and Snyder is on with a walk. Walk number three given up by Brosnan. And now Gil Hodges coming on. Gil got a base hit off Dave Hillman's finger in the first inning. Popped up in the third. So Hodges hitting 305 comes on now with one on and two out. The Dodgers four and the Cubs one. Third game of the series. Doubleheader tomorrow. Here's the stretch by Brosnan, the pitch to the plate. Gill takes it high, ball one. Umpire Stan Landis makes an exchange of baseballs now with catcher Charlie Silvera. And Silvera walks to the mound with it. One on, two out, fifth inning. 4-1. The Giants failed to score in the sixth inning, and the Braves lead them 4-0. Bob Strobig. Yeah. leading, 1-0 count. Pitch, fastball, a little outside, ball two. Two balls, no strike. Well, we hope you folks can come out tomorrow and see the doubleheader. If not, a lot of big days coming up in August when the Dodgers get home. Count. A throw to first base and Snyder is back. Well, fine, warm Schaefer afternoon here at the ballpark. Hope you're enjoying Schaefer wherever you are, whatever you may be doing. Snyder, swinging a pop fly by Hodges out back of second. Bobby Morgan caged his eyes, almost lost the ball in the sun. Had to kind of lean away and keep his glove covering his eyes and casting a shadow, and he made the play. So Hodges pops out to Morgan in back of second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. And so at the end of five, the score, the Dodgers 4 and Chicago 1. And now, here's Al.
Well, here's an announcement a lot of you folks have been waiting for. The annual Camera Day at Ebbets Field. The Dodgers Artist Camera Day for 1957 will be held on Saturday, August 24th. That's a fine day, too, with Milwaukee. So all of your camera fans, get your cameras out and polish your lenses for another big camera day. The Dodgers Argus Camera Day at Ebbets Field. Jot down the date now and write in for your tickets or pick them up at any Dodger ticket office. Saturday, August 24th. The Camera Day entry blanks are at the printers now and will be available next week. They'll be available wherever Argus camera products are sold. And, of course, at Dodger ticket offices as well. The top half of inning number six with Lee Rawls coming up as the first man for Chicago, followed by Kendall and Morgan. All right, Jerry.
All right, Lee Rawls has walked and been on a force play and is starting average 233, facing Don Drysdale, working on a 4-1 lead here in the sixth inning. At the end of four innings, Philadelphia leads Cincinnati 4-3. Drysdale checks around now, gets set to go, pitching to Lee Walls. The windup in the first pitch. Bouncer foul to the left side, rolling toward the box seat railing. Strike one on Walls, hitting in the number five spot for Chicago. Next pitch. In for a strike two. Nothing in two. Drysdale winds and fires. Curveball outside, one and two. One ball, two strikes on the batter, Lee Wall. Jerry Kendall on deck and Bobby Morgan to follow. Drysdale winds and fires. Low curve is outside, ball two. And it's two and two. Dodgers won a doubleheader last night from Chicago and are now 9-1 with the Cubs on the year. Two balls, two strikes on Lee Walls leading off in the sixth inning. High fly ball into center field. Snyder racing over toward right center. Cimoli going over. Duke makes the call and grabs it. One away. Walls dives to Snyder in right center. Jerry Kendall coming on is lined out to third and struck out. None for two. And Kendall is hitting 198. Drysdale delivers to the right-hand batter. A strike. Side-armed in. Nothing in one. Curve low and it's ball one, 1-1. Jerry Kendall at bat. Bonus score for Chicago. The windup, and here's the thing. Swung on and missed for a strike. Sidearm fastball offered up by Drysdale. One ball, two strikes, the count to Jerry Kendall. One out, none on, sixth inning. The Dodgers lead 4-1 over Chicago. One and two. Here's the windup in the fifth. Curveball bites in the dirt, gets by Campanella. And the count goes even at 2-2. Gives Drysdale the sign and the count. Here's the pitch. Strike three. Fastball came in letter high, and Kendall is caught looking. And for Don Drysdale, strikeout number six. So we have two away now, and the batter will be Bobby Morgan. Fly to left and tripled off the scoreboard. Bobby hitting 228. Pitch to Morgan. High and inside. Ball one. Bobby slid out of there. Well, Milwaukee has added another run in the seventh, and he's still batting and leads the Giants now 5-0. Playing in the top half of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Fastball in for a strike, and the count evens 1-1 on Morgan. The on-deck hitter, the catcher, Charlie Silvera. One-one, the pitch down. Foul away in the lower stands back at first. And a one ball, two strike count. One and two. Morgan waiting, two outs, no on, sixth inning. Drysdale winds, five. Fastball is low, and it's ball two. Even count now. Two balls, two strikes. Schaefer Beer, happy to send it to you. And don't forget, for the weekend, get a good supply of those Schaefer quarts. Friends drop in, or you go out to the beach or something, you'll have a good supply on hand. Morgan falls down from one as he tries to check his swing, and did in time. Campy rolled the ball back to the box. Thought he had strike three, but Morgan falling away checked up on his swing, and it's ball three, strike two. So Bobby back in again with a full count. Guys, they're ready. Here's the pitch. Foul ball popped back behind the plate, and it'll be out of play. Can't be turned to have a look at it. Two to Bobby Morgan. Drysdale takes off a sign, now gets one he likes. The windup, and down it comes. Ground ball right back to Drysdale on one shot bounce. Play the first in time, and the side retired. So, three up, three down, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Chicago out in the sixth inning, and at the end of five and a half, it's Dodgers 4, Cubs 1.
Washington, London, Bangkok, Jerusalem.
From all over the world, news of the world.
But the biggest news is from Rolls Oldsmobile, Central and Banning in Albany. That news is over 67% of Rolls Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers, people who trade year after year with Rolls.
And there's a reason. Rolls Oldsmobile maintains in their modern service shop all the latest equipment and instruments to give continuing warranty service on every Rolls they sell.
Service that continues on from the first moment the sale is made. Rolls Oldsmobile utilizes only the newest, up-to-the-minute factory methods in offering this warranty service.
Their mechanical experts are schooled in Oldsmobile methods.
Not only that, but Rolls Oldsmobile gives you a good deal. So buy from a dealer who stands behind the purchase. Rolls Oldsmobile. Remember, over 67% of Rolls Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers. Before you buy any car, see Rolls Oldsmobile, the Capital District's oldest franchised Oldsmobile dealer. Over 30 years at Central and Manning.
Five and a half innings of play. The Brooklyn Dodgers are still out in front over Chicago, 4-1. Brooklyn four runs, four hits, no errors, and Chicago one run, six hits, one out. In the last half of the sixth, Amoros, Smalley, and Jackson. All right, Gerald, we're waiting.
All right, Sandy Amoros doubled to right field in the first inning and drove in a run and came in to score on a double by Gino Smalley. Dodgers 4-1 over the Cubs, last of the sixth. Sandy walks in the third, so he's 1-for-1 today and hitting 3-0-1. Amoros has been a hot hitter for the Dodgers here in the last nine games. High curveball by Bronson stays outside, ball one. In the last six games, Amoros has been on base 17 times out of 27 times up. Eight hits and 18 at bats for a .444 percentage. He's had eight walks, hit once by a pitch ball, and knocked in six runs. He's now 19 out of 29 on base, including today. He's been on two for two today. Ball two, the count. Brosnan winds. Here it is. Outside, on the corner for a strike. 2-1. Hello. Two balls, one strike to Amoros. Sandy waiting. Bat held straight up and down, waggling a bit. Takes a curve for strike two. Two and two on Sandy Amoros. First batter up in the sixth inning for the Dodgers. Four runs and four hits, and they all came in the first inning. Brosnan pitches in the dirt, ball three. So to Amoros, 3-2. Two count. Right-hander Jim Brosnan into the lineup, pumps and pitches. Sandy sends a high pop foul off the left side. Back comes Scotty Silvera back toward the bat rack and makes the cut. So Amoros fouls out to Silvera off toward the Chicago dugout on the left side. One away, Gino Smalley coming on. Gino hit a double off the scoreboard in right field to drive in a pair in the first inning. So with one out, none on, Smalley coming on, and the Cubs getting very effective relief pitching from Jim Brosnan. And this might be Jim's last inning. He's due to hit in the seventh inning, and we now have bullpen activity for Chicago. Here's the pitch to Gino, swung on a miss, strike one. In the bullpen, Dick Drott warming up for the Cubs. Here's the pitch by Brosnan, and the curveball low, ball one. Even count, one ball, one strike on Smalley. Fastball is swung on and missed for a strike, 1-2. Total crowd today of 14,686. 6,758 paid, 2,108 ladies, and 6,000 not old kids. One and two, down it comes. Strike three called on Gino, and he questions umpire Stan Landis about it. Stands at the plate discussing it with him. Gino thought the pitch was a little inside on him, and Landis called him out on strike. So for the Chicago pitcher, Jim Brosnan, strikeout number six. Up now, Randy Jackson has struck out and single, drove in a run. Two down, sixth inning, and the Dodgers lead 4-1.
Jackson swings a high fly to center field. Bob Will going way back for this one. Back. And it's into the center field stand. Home run. Jackson gets his first home run of the year. A long, high fly that drops about 6 rows back into the center field stand straight away. And it's now 5-1, Brooklyn, with Roy Campanella coming on. And Jackson on a very good streak since he got back into the lineup. He now in 7 games, including one appearance as a pinch hitter, has had 9 for 20. Campy takes a curveball for a strike, and the count came as 1-1. So Randy Jackson got his bad knee patched up, back in action, and he's swinging a big bat. 9 hits, and let's make that 21 at bat. Fastball is low, and it's 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. At the end of this half inning, Al will have a complete rundown on the Schaefer scoreboard, give you all the other scores. Here's the pitch. Campy swings a big hopper out towards short. Ernie Banks gets it, makes his play, and the side is retired. So for the Dodgers in the sixth inning, 1 run, 1 hit, home run by Randy Jackson. No errors and none left on. And at the end of six, it's Brooklyn 5 and Chicago 1. And now, as promised, here's Al with the scoreboard.
At the end of 7 innings in that game between Milwaukee and the Giants, the Braves are leading it 5-0. Gilbert's pitching for Milwaukee. Gomez, McCormick in the second, now Al Worthington in the seventh for the Giants. Crandall and Covington have both hit home runs. Cincinnati, Philadelphia, at the end of 4.5 innings, it's 5-4 in favor of Cincinnati over Philadelphia. Jesko commenced it for Cincinnati, and Gross in the third. Philadelphia started Hearn and had Hacker come on in his relief in the fourth, and Moorhead in the fifth, with Anderson hitting a home run in the third, with one on for the Philadelphia Phillies. St. Louis-Pittsburgh at the end of 7.5 innings. It's 9-4 in favor of St. Louis. Dixon started, Merritt his relief in the seventh. Pittsburgh had Friend begin it, King in the third, Swanson in the sixth, Pace in the eighth, and Arroyo in the eighth. Dale Ennis in the third with two men on, hit his 14th home run of the year for St. Louis. In the American League, at the end of 5 innings of play, it is the Yankees 2 and the Cleveland Indians 2. Chance started for the Yankees, Byrne his relief in the fifth. Early win pitching this ball game for the Indians. Boston and Chicago at the end of 4. Chicago leads the Red Sox 2-0. Sisler began for Boston. Porterfield his relief in the second. For the Chicago White Sox, the pitcher is Dick Donovan. Washington and Detroit at the end of 5, tied up at 1-1. Russ Kemmer for Washington, pitching against Frank Larry of Detroit. Lemon hit a home run in the first with the bases empty, his 13th of the year for Washington. And the ball game between Baltimore and Kansas City out of Kansas City has been delayed because of rain. The probable starting pitcher, should they get this one underway, will be Johnson for Baltimore, and for Kansas City, Arnold Porter Carrero. Now we're ready to go with more action here, so let's get back to Jerry. Chuck Tanner, pitch hitting for Severa, hits the foul ball, grounded past first. And it's strike one on pinch batter Chuck Tanner, hitting for Chicago here, batting for Charlie Silvera. Top of the seventh inning, Dodgers lead now, 5-1. Tanner hitting .270, batting for Silvera. Dale Long has come out to the on-deck circle to bat for Jim Brosnan. Drysdale delivers a swing and a slow roller up the first baseline. And Freddie Fitzsimmons comes over to make the play on it. A strike two count on pinch batter Chuck Tanner. With Dale Long out on deck. Here's a base hit lined in the right field for Tanner. Cavoli over to play it, fires it back in, and pinch batter Chuck Tanner is on with a single to right. And off Don Drysdale, base hit number 7.
Long coming on at the pinch batter. Dale is hitting 259. On deck is Bob Will, and down in the hole is Bob Speak. In the bullpen, Vic Drott working for Chicago. So Brosnan goes off. He worked five fine innings, allowed one run and one hit. That was on Randy Jackson's homer. Brosnan walked three and struck out six. So the Cubs bat in the seventh with one on, none out. Pitched along, fouled away, strike one. Nothing and one on Dale Long. Drysdale delivers, sidearm, low, and it's ball one, strike one. One and one, doubleheader tomorrow, friends, don't forget. Come on out if you can and see the Dodgers in their farewell appearance before the long Western road trip begins. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two, and it's 2-1. Hey, gals, when you go out shopping later on, don't forget to pick up a good supply of those Schaefer quartz for the weekend. Schaefer quartz, a handy way to have your Schaefer on ice. And when friends drop in, well, you've got a good supply. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Outside, fastball, and it's ball three, strike one on Dale Long. From St. Louis, next Wednesday and Thursday, we'll have those two games on TV. The series opens Tuesday, but the Wednesday and Thursday games on TV, 8:55 on Channel 9. Of course, all the games on Dodger Radio Network and the station you're listening to. 3-1 left. Here's the pitch to Long. Inside, and he's on with a walk. Based on balls number two by Don Drysdale. So the Cubs now trying to kick up something here in the last top half of the seventh. Two men on as Tanner goes to second base, and Dale Long is on at first with a walk. Bob Will comes up. He is struck out, flat out, and grounded out into hitting 237. And now Clem LeBaron is up and throwing in the Dodger bullpen in right field. 5-1. Brooklyn leads. We're playing in the top of the seventh. Two on, nobody out. And the Dodger infield now comes to double play depth, trying to get a pair against Bob Will. Foul ball hits straight back to the wire. Strike one. Strike one count. Drysdale out of the stretch. Checks the runners. Here's his pitch. Fouled away, right back to the wire. Strike two. Nothing in two to the Chicago leadoff man, Bob Will. Long at first base, Tanner at second. Two pinch hitters have both gotten on. Here's the look by Drysdale and the pitch to the plate. Foul tip out of Campy's glove, and Will holds up there. Strike two. Nothing in two. The look, Drysdale ready, delivers. Foul ball, straight back. So Will getting just a piece of it as the strike two count on him with Tanner at second base and Long at first base. Chicago batting in the seventh inning. The Dodgers lead 5-1. St. Louis 9, Pittsburgh 4 at the end of 7.5. Cincinnati 5, Philadelphia 4 at the end of 5, at the end of 4.5. Drysdale ready, the 0-2 pitch. Bouncer hit the third, Jackson comes up, steps on the bag, goes to first base, and it's in time for the double play. Hodges took the throw on a big bounce and got Bob Will for the double play. An now, before Bob Speak comes on, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. Now back to the Dodger Cubs game.
Randy Jackson took that ball just a few steps in the bag, came over, and made the fourth out on Tanner coming down. And his throw didn't have much on it to first base, but I just took it on the bounce and still got it in time to double up Will. On the play, Long goes into second. Here's Bob Speak at bat. Two outs, one on. Drysdale now working here in the top of the seventh inning. Checks his runner. Here's the pitch. Fastball moves outside. Ball one. Left-hand batter, Bob Speak. One ball, no strike. Drysdale ready. Delivers. Ground ball to the right side. Gilliam over, and the ball bounces off. Junior recovers, throws. Not in time. Gilliam going into short right field to knock the ball down. It bounced off his arm. He picked it up and fired at the first base, but not in time. And Speak is on, and an error is charged on Gilliam. On the play, Long goes to third and holds up there. Charged on Gilliam as Ernie Banks comes to bat. He has a double and a struck out twice. Speak getting life as Gilliam juggled his ball on the grass in short right field. Ernie Banks the batter, hitting 268, the Chicago shortstop. Two on, two out, seventh inning. Drysdale out of the strip. Here's the pitch. Fastball comes in low, ball one. Clem Levine busy in the Dodger bullpen in right field. One ball, no strike. The look in the pitch. Fastball in for a strike at the knees, and it's one and one to Ernie Banks. One ball, one strike. Takes off a couple of times, now gets the one he wants. 1-1 pitch. Curveball is fouled upstairs, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ernie Banks stands in waiting. Runners at first and third, Long at third, and Speak at first. Drysdale ready. Here's the pitch. Fly ball at the center field deep. Back court goes Snyder. Back, and it's gone. Home run for Banks in the center field stand. And it's now a 5-4 ball game as Ernie Banks hits one into the center field seat for a home run. To reduce the Dodger lead to one run, the home run by Jackson hit in the sixth inning. Up now is Walt Moran, who has singled once and three times at bat. So 5-4, as the Dodgers lead the Cubs here in the seventh inning, Moran waits. Drysdale now steps off. Moran, the big left-hand batter, and the Chicago right fielder is hitting 308. Ernie Banks wraps his 19th of the year and drives home two in front of him. And puts the Cubs right back in business. The runs are unearned. The inning was prolonged when Gilliam bobbled Speak grounder. Moran takes a strike on the outside corner. Top of the seventh inning. Brooklyn 5, Chicago 4. Pitch. Ground ball. Base hit to the right side. Cavoli down on one knee. Picks it up and fires it back in. And Walt Moran is on. And here comes Walter Austin out now to see about Drysdale.
inning for Chicago, pinch batter Tanner single to right, pinch batter Long to a walk. Will then bounced into double play, Jackson to Hodges. Beat drew life on the error by Gilliam and banked it a home run. Mora now after the home run has followed with a single to right field, and Clem Levine is being called into pitch for the Dodgers. So it's a 5-4 score. The tying run is on base. Levine is being called in here to try to hold him for Drysdale. We're in the top half of the seventh inning in the ball game here at Ebbets Field. And despite the fact that the Dodgers hold a 9-1 edge over the Cubs this year, they really have the battle to beat the Cubs. All right, Levine is coming in, and as Clem comes on, Al's going to run down the shape of scoreboard for us and give us a report on the other games. Okay, Al.
All right, John. Milwaukee and the Giants at the end of 7.5 innings of play. It's 5-0 in favor of Milwaukee over the Giants. Strobe going for Milwaukee. Gomez, McCormick, and Worthington have all pitched so far for the Giants. And Crandall and Covington have hit home runs for the ball game. Cincinnati, Philadelphia at the end of 5. It is 5-4 in favor of Cincinnati over Philadelphia. St. Louis and Pittsburgh at the end of 8.5 innings of play. It's 9-4, St. Louis leading Pittsburgh. Over in the American League, the Yankees and Cleveland at the end of 5.5 innings of play. It's the Yankees 2 and Cleveland 2. Boston and Chicago at the end of 5 innings. The White Sox are leading the Boston Red Sox 3-0. Parkinson, however, in the 5th inning at a home run for the White Sox. Washington, Detroit, at the end of 5.5 innings of play, it is Washington 3, Detroit 1. Kemmerer against Larry. Lemon and Seavers, a homered net ball game for Washington. Baltimore and Kansas City, ball game delayed because of rain. The starting pitchers, however, have just been announced. Johnson for Baltimore and Arnold Porter Carrero for Kansas City. Well, that's everything up to the minute, Jeff.
We will be back on side.
Now Lee Wells coming on, and when Levine came in to pitch last night in the 10th inning, Wells hit his first pitch for a home run. So now we'll see what happens. Wells waiting. Here's the pitch. Fastball is up high, ball one. Wells today has walked and on a first play and flat out. So he's none for two. The tying run is at first base in a 5-4 ball game here in the 7th inning, and Levine now into relief Drysdale. Downward 6 2/3 innings. He allowed 4 runs, 1 earned, and 9 hits. Struck out 6, walked 2. 5-4, Dodgers lead. Wall's waiting. Levine out of the stretch. The pitch up high for ball, and the count goes 2-0. Levine is making his 38th appearance of the year. His record is 4 wins, 5 losses. Earned run average, 3.31. Two balls, no strike. Wall's waiting. Levine pitch. In for a strike at the knees, and it's 2-1. Strike, two outs, one on. Top of the seventh inning, the Cubs have scored 3 runs here. Here's the pitch. Swung on and that's strike two. Good pressure fired in by Levine, and Wall goes for it. 2-2. Dale Long is loosening up in the bullpen. Might be that he's going to go into the lineup. He went in for a pinch hitter. As a pinch hitter for Brosnan, he may stay on. 2-2. The check of the runner. Here's the pitch. Curveball bounced through the hole to left field, and it's a base hit. So Wells is on with a single left in the tying run. Advances to second base from the person of Wells Mora. Up will be Jerry Kendall. Two up, but he may not bat. Kendall has struck out twice and lined out. Bobby Adams is going to the bat rack, and it might be he to bat here. Bobby Adams. That's what it'll be. Bobby Adams coming on, a pinch hit for Kendall. Bobby, a long-time National League infielder. Pinch hitting in the seventh inning. So the Cubs have two on. Warren is the second, Walls is the first. And Chicago has four runs on 10 hits. The Dodgers have five runs on 5 hits. Chicago with three in here in the seventh inning. It is 5-4. The Giants have scored two on Milwaukee in the eighth and are still batting. It is 5-2 in that one. Bobby Adams coming on. Was picked up from the minor leagues from the Coast League by the Cubs. Bobby, a right-hand batter. 2 men aboard. Top of the seventh inning. Check to the sign and the pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Neal with it. Down to second base in time, and the side is out. So Adams rolls out to shortstop, and the fourth play on Walls retires the side. In the inning for Chicago, three runs picked up on four hits. One error, and they left two on. So at the end of six and a half innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 5 and Chicago 4. Well, a warm day, a warm paper day. I'll talk to you about paper. That'll do, Jerry. You know, I was just thinking on a warm day, as you've just mentioned, the old refrigerator is a mighty useful way to keep your Schaefer beer cool and happy, just waiting for you to take it out and drink it. The only thing is, if you're going to take it out, you've got to put it in there first. And it's a real sad feeling to reach in there and find nothing. Just in your throat screaming for relief. Well, the best way I know to keep that refrigerator filled with refreshing Schaefer beer is to pick up handy Schaefer six-packs whenever you're out shopping. You can spot them easy in the store with the gay, colorful scenes on the white cart. You just pick them up with two fingers. They're so light and so easy to handle. They're easy to store, too, thanks to the neat modern design. Each one holds six full cans of good Schaefer beer. And when you want to get up cans, you just flip open the perforation. It's as simple as that. The Schaefer six-pack. Real convenience and real enjoyment, too. For those cans are filled with Schaefer beer. It's real beer. The end of six and a half innings of play, the Brooklyn Dodgers are leading over the Chicago Cubs 5-4. They have five runs on five hits. Chicago four runs, 10 hits. Each side has committed an error. And we move to the last half of the seventh inning. The batter standing up there right now, waiting to get things started, will be Glenn Levine. We'll have a new pitcher on for the Chicago Cubs, and Jerry will tell us all about it. All right, Al, it'll be Dick dropped during the pitching. Dale Orm stays in and batting in the number 9 spot at first base. Chuck Tanner stays in, batting in the number 8 spot, playing in left field, and Lee Walls has moved from left field to third base. So Walls is a third. And there's maybe another change for Chicago. We have a new center fielder for Chicago, too, I believe. We'll wait and see. Tanner is playing in left. He stayed in the game. Bob Speak goes into the outfield, so he stays in the ball game and moves to center field. That was the missing link on the scorecard. So if you're scoring with us, Dick drops. That's in the spot of Kendall, who went out for pinch hitter Adams. Drop batting in the number 6 spot. Tanner hitting 8. Long hitting 9th. And Speak moves to center field. And Bob Will comes out. Last of the seventh inning, Levine steps in. A swing and a foul back for strike one. The new catcher is Jim Fanning. And he's hitting the leadoff spot. So we got them all in the book now. And this batting order for Chicago is really messed up now. Ball one to Levine, and it is 1-1. Last of the seventh inning, Dick drop pitching. Jim Fanning is doing the catching. Walls the third. Movie from left field. Levine swings and doesn't get it. Strike two, one and two. Wall playing third. Tanner stays in and plays in left field. Long is playing at first base, stays in. And Bob Sweet moves to the outfield playing center, and Fanning bats in the leadoff spot, replacing Bob Will. And the Giants are going. They've got four in that inning and still batting. Strike three called on the Levine, and he's out on strike. Strikeout number one for the Chicago pitcher, Dick Drott. The Giants now trail by one run to Milwaukee, 5-4, and they're still batting in the last half of the eighth inning. Our score, 5-4, the Dodgers lead, batting in the last of the seventh inning with Charlie Neal coming on. Charlie is 0-2. Right-hander Dick Drott for Chicago. The wind-up and pitch. Curveball is in for a strike. Drott played at Los Angeles last year. He won 13 games and lost 10. This year he is 8-8 with the lead. Swing at a high fly ball on the right field line. Wal Boren drifting over for it. Right in front of the wall near the line and makes the catch for the out. And Charlie Neal skies out. It's two away. And Jim Gilliam comes up. The Giants have tied him now. 5-all. Last of the eighth inning, and they're still batting. Fans here playing scoreboard with him. Put up a real cheer. The Giants have come up with 5 in the eighth and still batting against Milwaukee. It's tied at 5-5. Here's Gilliam at bat now with 2 outs in the seventh. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh today 9-4. Gilliam jumps back for fastball, and it's ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch by Drott. High pop fly on the left side, backing up toward the third baseman, Lee Walls. Waits now and makes the catch, and the side is retired in order. The Dodgers go down 1-2-3 before Chicago in the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And at the end of seven, the score is Brooklyn 5 and Chicago 4. Okay, Al. Well, remember, friends, while the Dodgers are in the West battling to stay in this red-hot pennant race, that's your chance to line up your tickets for the tremendous home games in August, starting with a 4-game series with the Giants, 3 night games at Ebbets Field, and 1 in Jersey City. And your tickets are waiting for you right now. Order by mail at Box 55, Brooklyn 1, New York. Or, if you wish, drop around to any Dodger ticket office first thing Monday morning. If you've been out of town missing all this exciting baseball, plan right now to see your Dodgers in action when they get back home. So, you hop right in and get your tickets first thing Monday morning, huh? The end of 7 innings of play. Ball game is tightened up considerably. Well, Brooklyn 5 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Now for Chicago, 4 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error. We go to the top half of the 8th inning with Morgan coming up for Chicago to face Glenn LeBron. Let's get right back to Jerry. Okay, Al, it'll be Morgan. Tanner, who batted for Silvera, and Long, who batted for the pitcher Brosnan for Chicago here in the 8th inning, and LeBron not trying to hold him. Glenn was the winning pitch in the first game last night. Right now, Sandy Koufax gets up and starts throwing in the Dodger bullpen down in right field. A couple of left-hand batters do up, Tanner and then Long. So Koufax tunes up. All right, LeBine set the pitch to Bobby Morgan, who has 1-for-3, tripled in the fourth inning, and then was stranded at third. LeBine delivers, and the curve is in for strike one. Giants 5, Milwaukee 5. The Giants still batting in the last of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch to Morgan. A swing and a foul ball bounced off to the left. Strike two. Nothing is due to the count on Bobby Morgan. Checks the sign. Morgan leading off in the eighth inning, and now
jumped out of there as Levine took a little more time than Morgan thought he could. Cincinnati 5, Philadelphia 4 at the end of six innings of play. The Bills got off to a four-run lead but couldn't hold it. They're having their troubles now. They've fallen to fifth place, 2.5 back. There's the windup and the pitch. Outside, ball one. 1-2 on Bobby Morgan. Final score, St. Louis 9 and Pittsburgh 4 to even up that series. Levine ready, delivers. Curveball is way outside, ball two. 2-2 to lead off Bob, Bobby Morgan, leading off here in the eighth inning for Chicago. Chuck Tanner hitting eighth is on deck, and Dale Long hitting in the number 9 spot to follow. Here's the pitch. Strike three called. Fastball caught the inside corner, and Morgan is out looking. Paul Levine, strikeout number one. Well, the Giants settle for those five, and it's all tied. 5-5 at the end of eight at the Polo Ground. Here's Chuck Tanner at bat as a pinch hitter in the seventh inning. He ripped a single to right field. And Levine ready now into the windup. Here's his pitch. A bouncer to the right side. Big hop to Gilliam. Play to first base in time, and it's two out. So two up, two down with Dale Long coming on. And there's a pinch hitter in the seventh. He drew a walk. Levine has a 4-5 record on the year and has saved 10. And the Cubs, by the way, have had some very fine relief pitching today. The excuse Don Kaiser had to come in to warm up was not too much notice. Fastball low, ball one. In the first inning, with two outs, Prater walked and Hodges at a line drive back to the box that put a finger for Sir Dave Hillman. And then Kaiser came on, took about 5-minute warm-up classes, and was immediately boxed around by the Dodgers, doubled by Amoros and Smoley, and a single to Jackson for a 4-run inning. Since then, Rosen held him in check, except for a home run by Jackson. The count's along, one ball, one strike. That homer by Randy is the difference right now, too. Next pitch, four on a miss for strike two. 1-2 on Dale Long. One ball, two strikes. Two outs in the eighth inning. Dodgers lead 5-4. Curveball is outside, ball two. Even count now, 2-2 to Dale Long. Two games tomorrow to wind up the homestand. Dodgers on the road beginning Tuesday. TV games Wednesday and Thursday night from St. Louis. 8:55 on Channel 9. 2-2. Five just held the Campanella side to side. Long strike shot. Levine gets a pair in the inning. And Chicago goes down in the eighth with no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of 7.5 innings, it's Brooklyn 5 and Chicago 4. All right, Al.
Well, how about your friend? You get into the city once in a while. You come into New York to see a show, or maybe just bring the wife in for dinner at your favorite hotel and relax a while?
Well, listen, here's an idea.
Why not make it a real little vacation?
Sure, for real enjoyment, stop overnight at your favorite hotel. Take a day or two to see the Dodgers play right here at Ebbets Field. Catch a show or a movie you haven't seen. And maybe some of the sights you've never gotten around to. Man, sounds good, doesn't it? And you know, most anywhere you stop at New York's finer hotels and restaurants, you'll find that for real enjoyment, they're serving real beer. Schaefer beer. Sure, Schaefer's is available at your favorite eating place, as it is right in your own home. So when you step out, don't forget to order Schaefer. For real enjoyment, a cool, foaming glass of real beer. Schaefer beer.
Snyder will be the first hitter in the last half of the eighth inning. He'll be followed by Hodges and then by Amaro. The Dodgers hoping this will be the last time they'll have to bat, are leading in the ballgame 5-4. Dick Drust, the Chicago pitcher, is ready to go, and Snyder's coming up to the plate, and Jerry's ready to go.
Okay, Al Snyder has walked twice, flat out once, the Duke today, none for one. And the Dodgers now trying to get some insurance runs before they go to the ninth inning. Duke Snyder in waiting. Here's the windup and the pitch by Drost to Duke. Curveball breaks in close, ball one. Doubleheader tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We hope you can be here. And then our Western road trip. Ball one count to Snyder. Takes the next pitch low, and it's ball two. Two-nothing count on Snyder. Big drop for Chicago, the fourth Chicago pitcher. Checks his sign, Snyder waits. Down it comes. On the corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Got into the windup. To right field, could be. This one's going, going. She's a fair ball home run, number 300. And for Snyder, number 24 on the year, and he's got 8 home runs in the last 10 games. Boy, that Duke has really fell from now, isn't he? 6-4, Dodgers lead. Hodges takes the fastball. Inside, ball one. 8 home runs in 10 games for Snyder. Duke really came to life. He's had 24 home runs down. He's second in the league. Curveball is swung on by Gill, and it's strike one. 1-1. The Dodgers 6 and Chicago 4 here in the last half of the eighth inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Strike two on a swing and a miss for Gill. 1-2. For the Dodgers now, 6 base hits and 2 home runs. Jackson had one in the sixth inning, Snyder here in the eighth. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curve is inside, ball two. 2-2 on Hodges. The on-deck hitter is Sandy Amaro. Milwaukee and New York tied at 5-5, playing in the ninth inning, and the Dodgers, of course, pulling for a win for the Giants and wanting to beat the Cubs so they can take over first place if that happens. Ball three on a curve outside and a 3-2 count on Hodges. Well, fans, it promises to be a hot weekend, so just to make sure you have enough thirst-quenching Schaefer on hand, better pick up a few Schaefer quarts. 32 ounces of golden goodness to a bottle. 3-2 to Hodges. Foul ball straight back. Milwaukee has made two in the ninth and now leads 7-5, so the Giants will have to do it again. Two just posted for Milwaukee. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Ball four, and Hodges is on with a walk. Off Dick Drop, that is walk number one. Up will be Sandy Amaros, who's had a double, drove in a run, walked and fouled out. So Sandy is 1-for-2 and is hitting 298. Four
four Dodgers, last of the eighth, one on, none out. Amaro's waiting. Pitch by Drott, butted off third base side, and Drott plays in the first in time, and Hodges goes to second. Well, sacrificed by Amaro, moves Joe Hodges to second base and brings on Gino Cimoli. Gino doubled to drive in two in the first inning and popped out and struck out. One for three today, hitting .299. Cincinnati 5, Philly at the end of 6. Milwaukee 7, New York 5, playing in the last of the ninth inning. Curveball comes in low, ball one. Count. Here's the pitch to Gino. High curve off the shoulder and it's ball two. 2-0. Two balls and no strikes on Cimoli. Got out of the stretch. And the curve is high for ball three. For the Cubs, it's Kirk Lown in the bullpen in left field now. Lown got out of the stretch. Got out of the stretch. And the curve is high for ball three. For the Cubs, it's Kirk Lown in the bullpen in left field now. Lown. Dodgers, one run in, one man on, one man out, and lead 6-4 in the last of the eighth inning. Here's the look, and the pitch to Gino. Swung on it, missed for a strike, 3-1. So Gino going for the 3-0 pitch, had a cut, but he missed it. Three balls, one strike. Gino going for the 3-0 pitch, had a cut, but he missed one strike. Drop ready again. Beluskin, here's the pitch. Strike two. Fastball. Knee high on the outside corner. Three and two. Full count to Cimoli with Hodges at second base. One out. Snyder has a home run this inning to give the Dodgers a two-run edge. 6-4. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, straight back. So a full count for Cimoli stays up there, 3-2. All right, Gino waiting. Big drop to Chicago right-hander. Catch the signs from catcher Jim Fanning. Here's the look in the pitch. Inside, ball four, and Cimoli is on with a walk. Coming on now is Randy Jackson, has had a single in the home run, has driven in a pair of runs and scored one. Jackson hitting a .234. Coming on here in the last half of the eighth inning, Ransom Jackson. Hodges on second, Cimoli on first, with one out here in the eighth inning. Now right-handed Dick Drott out of a stretch. Checks his runners. And the pitch to Jackson. Throw in a base hit to left center field. Will get Hodges in. As that feet picks up, fires in. And it's now 7-4, Dodgers. As Jackson gets his third hit of the day, a line single to left center to drive home Gil Hodges to the second run of the inning. Cimoli holds the second base, and before Roy Campanella comes on, we'll pause now for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Peter Tripp plays the nation's best-selling records every...
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. And now back to Brooklyn Dodger baseball, the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Bob stepping at the mound now, and that's going to be all for Dick Drott. And we're going to have Kirk Brown come on here in the eighth inning. So he'll become the seventh Chicago pitcher used. Dick Drott works 1 1/3 innings, has been touched for 2 runs, and has 2 runners on base charged to him. And he's allowed 2 hits, struck out 1, and walked 2. Final score, Milwaukee beat the Giants 7-5. Well, for Randy Jackson now, 10 hits and 22 at bats. Since he got back to action, so Randy's been carrying a hot bat along with Gilliam and Snyder and Amaral. So Lown comes on and Dick Drott comes off, and while the change is being made, we'll call in Al for a rundown on the state of the scoreboard. Okay, Al.
Well, I just told the folks that Milwaukee has beaten the Giants 7-5. Cincinnati, Philadelphia at the end of 7. It's 5-4 in favor of Cincinnati over Philadelphia. St. Louis defeated Pittsburgh 9-4. And at the end of 7 innings, it's still tied over in the American League between the Yankees and Cleveland. The score there is 2-2. Boston and Chicago at the end of 6.5 innings. It's 3-0, Chicago leading Boston. Washington and Detroit at the end of 6.5 innings. It is 4-3, Washington leading Detroit. Baltimore and Kansas City had their ball games start delayed because of rain, but they've got that underway now. With Johnson going for Baltimore and Porter Guerrero for Kansas City, at the end of 1 inning, there is no score. Repeating, Milwaukee defeated the Giants 7-5 this afternoon. Our Kirk Brown is on now to pitch for the Chicago Cubs in the last half of the eighth inning. He'll be going to Roy Campanella. The score here at this particular moment is 7 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error for Brooklyn. For Chicago, 4 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Brown's about ready to go. Campanella coming up to the plate, so let's get back to Jerry.
All right, Al. Campy has gone 0-2 today since he replaced Johnny Roseborough in the fourth inning. Roseborough got a foul ball on his finger and had to retire. So Lown comes on with 2 in, 2 on, 1 out. Dodgers lead 7-4. Now time called as Lown wants to talk to his catcher, Jim Fanning. Get the sign straightened out. Left-hander for the Cubs down in left field looks to be Dick Littlefield. Conference over. Back comes Manning. Campanella waiting. Left-hander for the Cubs down in left field. All right. Conference over. Back comes Manning. Campanella waiting. Kirk Lown set to go. Snyder started the inning with a home run. Hodges walked. Amaral sacrificed. Cimoli walked, and Jackson singled to score Hodges. Campy takes it on the corner for strike one. Last of the eighth inning. The Dodgers 7, the Cubs 4. Dodgers trying to make it 3 straight over Chicago. And 9 out of 10 against the Cubs from the West. Knuckler is low on his ball one. 1-1. The game the Dodgers have lost to the Western Cubs is that 7-3 ball game to St. Louis. Won all the others here. 1-1 count. The look in the pitch. Outside with it. On the corner for a call strike two. Sam Harrison, a bit of a delayed call that time. 1-2 to Campanella. Two strikes. Can't be wasted now as Lown gets set. Here's the pitch. High pop fly on the right side. Infield fly rule goes on as Dale Lang and Bobby Morgan back up for it. And Morgan makes the play. So Campanella pops out to Morgan. And the batter will be Clem Levine, who was up once. He struck out in the seventh inning. So we have Cimoli on second, Jackson on first base, and Levine coming on the bat.
the arm stretched by Lauren and the lips of the runners. Pitch to the plate. Home run by Levine. Strike one. Sherman gone too far around. He tried to hold up, but it's costing for a strike. Camoli and Jackson on base with two outs in the eighth inning. Two runs in. The check again. Here's the pitch. Inside at the knees, ball one. One and one. On the current streak, the Dodgers have rallied several times to pull games out of the fire. They really caught on and had a good home stand here against the West up to this point. Here's the look to pitch to Clem. Fouled away on the ground, back of the plate. Strike two, ball one.